Japan grounds its Dreamliner fleet. Garmin introduces new aviation VHF radios. And American orders hundreds of new airplanes. This is Aero News for Wednesday, January the 16th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. As this Aerocast was going to production, news is just reaching us that a Japanese airline 787 has made an emergency landing following a battery alarm alert and the presence of smoke. Passengers were evacuated via emergency slides. As a result of this latest incident, all Nippon Airways and Japan Airlines have announced they are grounding their fleet of 787 Dreamliners for at least one day. For more information on this story, log on to our website, www.aero-news.net. Meanwhile, the NTSB is continuing its investigation into a fire aboard a Boeing Dreamliner belonging to Japan Airlines at Boston's Logan International Airport on January 7th. In an update, the NTSB said the lithium-ion battery that powered the auxiliary power unit on the airplane was removed and transported back to the NTSB Materials Laboratory in Washington on January 10th. The battery is currently being examined by NTSB investigators who plan to disassemble it this week. In addition, the investigators took possession of burned wire bundles, the APU battery charger, and several memory modules. The maintenance and APU controller memory modules will be downloaded to obtain any available data. The airplane's two combined flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder units were transported to the NTSB's headquarters and have been successfully downloaded. The information is currently being analyzed by the investigative team. Meanwhile, Japan's Transport Ministry has opened its own investigation into reports of a JAL Dreamliner leaking fuel once at Logan and then again at Japan's Narita International Airport on Sunday. Garmin has just announced a new series of aviation VHF-COM and NAVCOM radios, the GTR and GNC series. As the replacement products for the popular SL-30 and SL-40 models, the GTR series COM transceivers and GNC series NAVCOM radios include a breadth of new features, while also meeting the requirements of the 8.33 kHz channel spacing that's been mandated recently by the European Union under the Single European Sky Initiative. Among their new features is a unique frequency database that makes it easy to find frequencies associated with a given airport or facility just by entering the location name or station ID. And when manually tuning a frequency, the reverse lookup function will automatically provide the NAVAID or airport identifier. All models also include a COM monitor function, which provides the utility of two receivers in one, allowing the pilot to listen to ATIS transmissions without leaving the active ATC frequency. The GTR and GNC series are more powerful than their SL series predecessors, with versions available with 10 or 16-watt transmit power, allowing for increased range. The units will range in price from $1,995 to $5,495, and are expected to be available in the U.S. in February and in Europe shortly thereafter. American Airlines has confirmed orders for hundreds of new airplanes subject to approval by a bankruptcy court. Topping American's order list are 42 Dreamliners worth some $8.7 billion at list prices. The orders confirmed by American on Monday are part of those placed by the airline back in 2011, when the carrier inked deals that it said represented the largest purchase of airliners in history. At the time, American said it intended to acquire 460 airplanes from Boeing and Airbus. Reuters reports that on Monday, American said it was firming up orders for 42 Dreamliners, while still holding options on 58 additional 787s. It also firmed up orders on 100 737 MAX single-aisle airliners and 18 777s, adding two of the wide-body aircraft to its order list. American spokesman Sean Collins said the airline is, quote, committed to having the youngest mainline fleet among U.S. network carriers by 2017, end quote. American also said it was revising its order for A320 aircraft with Airbus, but did not provide specifics of those revisions. The pilots of Pinnacle Airlines, represented by the Airline Pilots Association International, have ratified a bankruptcy restructuring contract that was tentatively agreed to in December, with more than 86% of eligible pilots casting ballots, 85% of Pinnacle pilots voted in favor of the agreement. According to the Pilots Union chairman, the choices were bleak. holding on to the current contract and seeing Pinnacle wound down, are accepting drastic cuts to pay and work rules in order to save the airline and their jobs. In addition to almost 25% pay cuts, the deal also increases health care costs for all pilots while reducing pilot retirement benefits by more than 50% for Pinnacle's most senior pilots. In recognition of the magnitude of the pilots' concessions, the contract also includes a bridge agreement that provides a one-time longevity transition payment and guaranteed hiring for many Pinnacle pilots at Delta Airlines. Pinnacle Airlines flies exclusively as a Delta Connection carrier, and Delta will likely own Pinnacle as a result of having provided the financing that allowed Pinnacle to reorganize. The pilot-ratified contract will now be submitted to the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York for its final approval. When Aero News continues, officials begin to review portable electronic device usage, UAVs coming to South Florida, and the GOP's leader wants to pop the Smokey Bear balloon.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, January 16th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Government and industry experts, including representatives from the mobile technology and aviation manufacturing industries, pilot and flight attendant groups, and airlines, kicked off their first meeting on Tuesday to study portable electronic devices, or PEDs. The FAA formed the group to examine the current PED policies and procedures aircraft operators use to determine when these devices may be used safely during flight. Current FAA regulations require an aircraft operator to determine that radio frequency interference from PEDs is not a flight safety risk before the operator authorizes them for use during certain phases of flight. The group's goal is to help operators decide if they can allow more widespread use of electronic devices in today's aircraft and make sure tomorrow's aircraft designs are protected from interference. The Orange County Sheriff in Central Florida is testing two UAVs that it hopes to have flying over the Metro Orlando area by this summer, but the FAA has not yet given a green light for their deployment. Sheriff's spokesman Jeff Williamson told the Orlando Sentinel that the aircraft under evaluation by the department have a 3 to 4 foot wingspan, but would not say much more about the aircraft and would not allow them to be photographed. He did say that they would not be armed, but also would not elaborate on their potential missions. UAVs are being tested by the Miami-Dade Police Department. The Polk County, Florida Sheriff's Office also evaluated unmanned aircraft, but determined they were too expensive for the department at the current time. Before seeking approval from the FAA to fly the UAVs, the Orange County Sheriff would have to have the blessing of the Orange County Commission, and no date has been set for the sheriff to make his pitch to the commission for the authority to then go to the FAA. Well, a popular hot air balloon in the likeness of the U.S. Forest Service icon Smokey Bear has become one of the latest targets in the rush to forestall going over the edge of the fiscal cliff. The Associated Press reports that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, said Thursday during the Senate's opening day that the Smokey Bear balloon was a waste of taxpayer dollars, especially at a time when Republicans are looking to tackle the federal deficit. McConnell, the Senate's leading Republican, told his colleagues in the Senate, a body too often filled with its own hot air, that, quote, "If we can't stop spending taxpayer dollars on robo-squirrels and dancing robot DJs or hot air balloon rides for Smokey the Bear, then there's no hope at all. If we can't fix the easy stuff, how are we ever going to get at the hard stuff?" End quote. Well, the Smokey Bear balloon is an educational tool used by the Forest Service to promote its mission of wildfire prevention. The balloon is a regular at the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, has toured the United States, and flown internationally. Since 2005, the National Forest Service has spent nearly $240,000 in support of the balloon, but retired Forester Bill Chappell of Albuquerque, the balloon's pilot, says that amount is a small portion of the estimated $200,000 annual budget for Friends of Smokey Bear, a nonprofit organization that operates the balloon. Much of their support is generated through private donations. New Mexico State Forestry spokesman Dan Ware said the balloon ultimately pays for itself, saying, quote, "The balloon, much like Smokey Bear himself, is a symbol and it's a teaching tool. It's an intangible. If one wildfire isn't caused because someone remembers the message of Smokey Bear, then I think it's worth it," end quote. Chapel, meanwhile, told Albuquerque TV station KRQE that he's ready to go, quote, "fist to fist," end quote, with McConnell to preserve Smokey's funding. To put this in perspective, wildfires are extremely expensive and they destroy both property and habitat. Last summer's Colorado wildfire, for example, is estimated to have cost over $450 million, according to insurance providers. And according to the Insurance Services Office, very large wildfires can easily do more than $1 billion in damage. And, oh, by the way, Mr. McConnell, it's Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear. You don't say Santa the Claus, just as I don't say, "I'm Glenn the Moyer." Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.